Hey, hey, good morning, everybody. Get up and dance to the music. Well, it's a nice warm day here in beautiful Chicago. I think we're expecting temperatures to reach a heat index of over 105 degrees. So a fine day to dance to the music, but it probably is even a better day to dance to the music inside where it's good and air-conditioned. Welcome and good morning and welcome to You Are Next Radio. We're live at 10 o'clock in the morning every Friday morning, and we're going to talk about whatever it takes to live life as a baby boomer. As we've certainly discussed before, just make sure if you have an opinion, if you have something to say, if you're a boomer, if you've boomed, if you know a boomer or related to a boomer, don't hesitate to give us a call at 323-580-5755. And Uncle Mikey, our handsome producer, will put you on the air, and we can have a conversation about whatever it is in boomer life that seems to be on your mind. Again, I will start this morning with a couple of quick housekeeping chores. Denny Weigel Eads, my partner, my now long-lost partner, is still on the mend, and with any luck, in the next couple of weeks, we'll have her back, and we can take the show from 10 to 11 as opposed to just the gym half hour at, from 10 to 10:30. But, Denny, if you're listening, take care, and I know everybody out there is certainly wishing you the best and get you back on the air and get the lighter moment of this You Are Next radio show going. You Are Next is on linklocalnetwork.com. Please take a look at that. It's a tremendous site for you to peruse, and there are a number of different shows on there, a number of different topics that I'm sure will help you out during the day, during life as it goes on. But take a look at linklocalnetwork.com. Certainly anytime you want to call in, it's 323-580-5755. And we're on the web, and I'd love to hear your comments, a personal comment. We're on the web at U, the letter R, N-X-T, U-R-N-X-T, radio at yahoo.com. U-R-N-X-T-radio at yahoo.com. And that's going to be extremely helpful as we go on here, because what we're looking to do, and it's a very important as we start to shout out to the top end side of our You Are Next opportunities here, we'd like to have you on the air. We certainly would like, and we're going to build up as this media begins and continues to grow, and the listening audience, as we've now found out, is beginning to expand into a number of different spots and countries. We want you on the radio, so get on here, advertise your business. You'll find that as time goes on, anything that has been traditional is not going to be anymore. This digital media is not only here to stay, but it's an important media for you to understand how it can help your business. We are ready for the opportunity to put you on the air. We're going to begin with a live spot with you. We'd like you to explain your business and sell your business, because you are certainly the one that can sell it better than anybody. And then we'll do it a number of different ways, whether it's a matter of opportunity to sit down inside your business itself, say hi to some of your customers and employees, understand and take a look at your business itself, be on the site with you, with your business. You can call in, and you can certainly be on the air from an extended period of time to talk about your business. But I want you to take a hard look at linklocalnetwork.com. Understand what this world of digital media is and what it can mean to your business today, because it's a very, very specific audience. It's a very good audience. It's a very loyal audience, and it's also an audience that obviously has a few bucks, because they can afford the kind of media equipment it takes for them to get on. But in the world, we had a great seminar a couple of weeks ago and talked about what it can do for your business. As you have to micromanage your business, this is one of the opportunities that you need to try to take a look at and explore, is the world of digital media, digital advertising. And certainly, as you can obviously imagine, like everything did a few years ago, it went from radio, it'll go to TV, and it's just a matter of time before you get used to it and get on there. But you can be the first, and we've got a great rate schedules. We've got a package that can explain who we are, what we do, and how you could participate. So if you would, simply just let me know at U-R-Next, the letter U, the letter R, N-X-T, radio at yahoo.com. This is Jim Hodges. I am live this morning at linklocalnetwork.com. And give us a call at 323-580-5755. Today I'm going to discuss and finish up with a little bit of that investment news and a couple of things that we can spot and highlight. But I also found some great articles and some things that we can have some fun with. So stay tuned, and we've got a couple of things we're going to get into. If you do not wish to have experience be your best teacher and you want to help me teach all these boomers how to survive life as a boomer, please give me a call, 323-580-5755. To add to the investment and business news, we talked a lot about annuities last week, but a couple of the things that I wanted to highlight this week, and it sort of starts as with an exclamation point called Baby Boomer Alert. Never and do not ever ignore year-end tax breaks. At the end of the year, obviously, all of us are running around and planning holidays, but we probably need to take a look at a number of different things that can help you with your taxes. Flexible spending, it's money that you've certainly allocated for a number of different expenses like glasses, dental work, and that sort of thing. And if you don't have a medical expense account to meet those needs in a flexible spending account, you could actually end up losing that money. So if you have a flexible spending account, make sure you use it or lose it. Another item to review is obviously your medical cost. Hopefully you've kept track of your unreimbursed medical expenses as the year progresses. Now you can deduct them if they are more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. If you're close to the 7.5 requirement, you might consider having a necessary test or procedure done before the end of the year. Just be sure that the procedure itself is among the qualified deductible expenses. Many elective procedures themselves do not qualify. So take a look as you get closer to the year end at your medical costs, and we'll take another look at this as we actually do get closer to the year end itself. But it doesn't hurt to constantly think about one of the most expensive things that you have going on in your life, which essentially is taxes. There's something else you should consider if you haven't already been doing it, and that is one way to lower your taxable income for the year is to contribute to a qualified retirement plan. Now, I understand that a lot of us are probably using it, but certainly early boomers, before you have actually started to tap into it, you can absolutely take advantage of and continuing to maintain a qualified retirement plan because you don't have to use it until you're 70 and a half years old. You can't use it until you're 59 and a half, but you don't have to use it and have to begin tapping it until you're 70 and a half years old. So you can continue to lower your tax obligation when this is a front side prior to the your netted income or your adjustable gross income. This is income pre-tax, so you can actually take a look at it prior to having to finish out your actual taxes themselves. It's also a good time to take a look in case you are going to give gifts. Gifts can come in a number of different ways. They can certainly just be cash gifts. They can be stock gifts. They could be a number of things. But if they have a dollar figure, then essentially it's something that you can work toward and add and look at as a part of the tax advantages that that you have. The last thing you might want to consider is just don't let money sit idle. Consider making an investment of any kind into a short-term CD or a treasury bill, but the worst thing you can do is just let money, and I know there might be a lot of lumpy mattresses out there in today's world with full of money, because who knows where you're going to put it, and if you did put it, who knows if it's going to be there when you're all done, but it's important to do something with your money, whether it's a CD or a T-bill. There are a bunch of risks out there that we also need to kind of keep an eye on and watch as the world turns, if you will. I think we've taken that soap opera off the air. A lot of our boomer life was certainly all about that. But at any rate, as the world continues to turn, just keep an eye out in case for example, the Fed hikes taxes. The note here is that the analysts believe that the U.S. economy is not strong enough today for the Federal Reserve to hike interest rates. In fact, they do not believe it will be strong enough until possibly 2014 at the earliest. It would be a huge surprise if they did. If it would happen, you can look for stocks to outperform bonds, and investors should favor U.S. equities over emerging markets and small caps that will eventually trump the global market. Municipal bonds would do better than treasuries, while corporate bonds and gold will come under some pressure. It will also probably add a little bit to inflation. So, again, when you take a look at your portfolio, just make sure you've protected it with some inflationary product, which could be your house, and it certainly more than likely will be equities or stocks, because those are probably the things, as interest rates go up, the economy will certainly take a look at the opportunities that equities and stocks will deal with. Remember, with bonds, if interest rates go up, the bond rate sometimes slips and the value of the bond slips down. So you want to just keep your eye on that. The other one is an important one, is essentially social unrest. And the one piece of this is that to talk to social unrest as it has been evidenced in the United States with double-digit employment becomes very, very hard to take for Americans who are used to a society that doesn't contain that. The average American does not watch the stock market daily, but he does notice potholes that need getting fixed while a big CEO is looking relaxed and just getting around town in their limo and on the beach getting tanned. So, you know, social unrest is something that I think with the combination of the employment numbers, and especially the ones that just came out today, it's not growing. It's pretty stagnant. We're in a very tough state of potential social unrest. One of the things that we have got to watch out for is on a global economy is China itself. China is an economy that almost is dictating our economy. It's so far slowing down, certainly, but if it does make a hard landing, there are worries that the Chinese economy may slow down as their government fights inflation. It's easy to see how they could have inflation with rampant growth in their factories, rampant growth in their cities, buildings, and real estate. And this rampant growth of inflation has to be tempered or an economy won't survive. So with that, as China starts to slow it down and the government itself is doing it, they have to try to see if they can do that great old balancing act between a soft landing and, of course, the hard landing. We've got to be very, very careful to avoid that hard landing that bankers and usual government officials have skillfully and gradually done to try to slow down inflation. It appears that a hard landing is more probably leaving China and would leave China stuck in place between fighting inflation and an inevitable slowdown. So we got to be very careful with that. So keep your eye on China, you boomers out there. You just never know. If anybody's got any thoughts, 323-580-5755. Thanks. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, obviously, Europe is all over the place now. It's all over the news, Greek debt, Portugal, Spain, Italy. There's signs of trouble that would cause the euro to nosedive, could cause government bond yields to spike. In deteriorating situations like this, this is something that will affect the United States, the United Kingdom, and Japan, the three largest surviving commercial economies out there. And if they do an event of default, stocks would, of course, be drug into it, as they would deeply suffer, as well as bonds, industrials, and anything that has anything to do related to Europe and the euro. So we've got to hope that they can find a way to keep themselves afloat and begin to start to grow again and get some strength back in their economies, because no matter what happens, we are in a global economy, whether we're in Europe, whether we're in Asia, or in any other parts of the northern and southern hemispheric parts of the world. We are one big happy family that, with global interest in the public corporations all over multiple different multinational countries, we have to be very, very concerned about the effect on all of that. Can your children handle inheritance? I think that speaks to itself. You've got to, you know, depending on what you're inheriting and how the extents of it, will depend on certainly how you deal with trusts or your investment guidance people that can help you and help, more importantly, your children minimize their tax hit when it comes time, understanding that there are levels within the estate tax relationships right now that you don't have to worry so much about some estate taxes, because it will transfer tax-free, but there are going to be some areas where you are going to need to, and I would strongly suggest if you have anywhere much above the levels that are stated out there with regard to your inheritance and potential inheritance taxes, it's a huge hit. The survey says that many people today have more than have built up their wealth more than a $3 million level. And anything above that $3 million total level, where you would be leaving it to one or multiple of your children or your estate value, is something that you should begin to get serious about sitting down and finding a way to put it in trust, or ways that you can handle it and have a chance to basically get your families off on a good foot without having your largest partner there being the U.S. And multiple tax governments between U.S. and state governments. Baby boomers, you know, certainly the one thing we can obviously try to do is stay in the workforce. Keep yourself healthy. Keep yourself fit. Stay at the top of your game. Have the ability to look at options where you don't necessarily have to continue what you've been doing. But at the end of the day, the interesting thing that you want to take a look at is doing something that keeps you happy, keeps you among other people, stay with your peers, stay upbeat, stay healthy, and I think all of that works in hand, at least to stay healthy. I certainly believe that if you are focused on things that are more outwardly related, your health will stay a heck of a lot better within the total scope of what it's a package. You know, health, package, happy, smiling, everything, being with people. That's just one big package that you've got to, and I don't think it has an age limit or it necessarily knows the ages of happy doesn't seem to know what age you are. Happy's happy. So let's wind this up with maybe a few quick pieces of advice for some baby boomers if you've actually decided to retire. A couple of statistics: 77 million people between 1946 and 64, frankly, are getting very nervous about retirement. A total of 55% said they either were somewhat or very concerned about their retirement, but 44%, the good news is, expressed little or no faith. I'm sorry, I had this said the other way around. Let me correct it because it's very, very important. 55% of the potential retirees of those 77 million people said they were either somewhat or very certain they could retire with financial security. 44% of those, or that's almost 30 million people, expressed little or no faith that they will have enough money when their career ends to be able to retire. And to make matters worse, one in four boomers are still working today and say they will never be able to retire, which is about the same percentage as said they had no retirement whatsoever. So, you know, again, if you're considering it, just take a look at the statistics, and it's important to understand that this financial piece is something that you're really going to have to deal with from day one. And that's why I just keep going over the financial piece over and over again, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity for a call-in from a financial advisor at 323-580-5755. If that's your business, give me a call. I'd like to put you on the air. And hopefully we can take a chance to have you on a long-term basis as a guest on our show, because we will be talking about financial parts of the retirement or baby boomer puzzle every week as we go on, because it is such an important piece of information. So, you know, depending on when you retire, whether you can wait until, you know, start planning at age 30, but it's more important that you know, not to wait until you're 50 years old to frankly start planning your retirement. It's going to cost a lot of money, and you're going to have to dedicate yourself to it from virtually the time that you begin working, which is really much more of a note for boomer children. If I've told my own children, you know, certainly every dollar they earn, some piece of it has to go and be saved. They can never spend a dollar, spend 50 cents, save 50 cents. And I think it's very, very important that they stay along that way, because whether it's education for their own children, whether it's their own health issues, or whether it's certainly retirement, they're going to need that extra 50 cents. So it's always a good idea to make sure that you take a look at a lot of these things. Reevaluate your past methods. Just don't believe that everything you've been doing is perfect. Certainly take a hard look at the traditional method, which is the 4% rule, or what is commonly termed the bucket approach, where you throw everything in a bucket, and basically, as long as you essentially do not withdraw your investments more than 4% on an annual basis, you should be able to retire comfortably in within that 4%. You should be able to have those the principal as long as you live to be able to work with that 4%. So just make sure it's your tools are creative, they're diverse, and with that they can accommodate. And it's important that you consider the state of the equity markets as it's been over the past. Without a doubt, equity markets have been rate of return much higher than 4%. But as long as you have a balanced portfolio, you can plan on essentially dealing with that 4%. Take a look at your health. Make sure you understand Social Security. And without a doubt, with all of that package, essentially the statement that it's baby boomers are realizing at times that they may or may not have planned for the retirement sufficiently. So make sure that you at least have yourself a comfort level so that you essentially, and more importantly, are comfortable with where you are when it comes time to make sure that it's time for you to be a retired retiree considering retirement, baby boomer. It's a good opportunity for you to take a hard look at all of that. As I mentioned too, here in Chicago, it's hot, and I think it's at least, if not two-thirds, more than half the United States is hot. So it might be time to pack your bag and find a place to go. So one of the things I wanted to do was talk to you about an article I had recently seen with regard to some fun and certainly travel and fun, and as long as you plan for it, travel can be fun. So we'll just talk about a couple of things and a couple opportunities for some fun travel here. And the first one, just if I say the word, maybe with any luck, we'll all start to cool off, and the word is Alaska. I just saw some really stunning pictures recently that my cousin, who was traveling in Alaska, had taken. It made me want to jump on an airplane and join her in Homer, Alaska. She is traveling in a nice, cozy RV. And what a great way for a boomer who is in no hurry, got no schedule, no card to punch, and nowhere to be, to have that opportunity to get in the RV. Alaska has a great website that you can take a look at, which gives you a lot of wonderful suggestions and places to see. Traveling to Alaska is an opportunity to make unforgettable family memories, where there is more family-friendly options in Alaska than ever before. And if Carol was on, or Cheryl Price, our great travel partner here, Cheryl, if you're listening, and certainly I know you know Alaska, and I know you've got people going up and have sent them there multiple times, give us a call at 323-580-5755. So whether it's your first time or if it's an encore adventure, taking in the state of Alaska's magnificent wildlife and majestic scenery through the eyes of your children, your grandparents, yourself, is a rewarding, rewarding experience. Visitors can make the ever-popular journey along Alaska's coast on Alaska's Marine Highway Ferry, traveling the area's scenic highways from town to town. Another great stop for families is, and this is a wonderful place, Denali National Park and Preserve in the interior. It's home to Mount McKinley and opportunities for fun as big as North America's tallest peak. There's also plenty of family-friendly activities, festivals, and attractions that along Alaska that can cater to children of all ages while their curiosity and showing off the wonderful and beautiful Alaska. If you can't make the trip personally, which I don't think is what we're suggesting, it's time to get in that RV and get on an airplane, rent the car, but somehow look around Alaska and take a look and make sure that you understand and see what there is to see. The photographs of everything I've seen, whether you're walking, driving, sitting on a boat, Alaska is without a doubt a place to go. And it is something that I think you'll never, ever forget. The other one, the other kind of a fun thing I found here is called America's Tour of Donut Shops. And certainly if you're traveling across the world in an RV or car, you can certainly begin to plan your trip around donut shops. And I know there's a couple of them here in the city of Chicago that are some of the hottest things in town. There's one in particular on the near west side of Chicago that I understand makes about 1,200 donuts a day and normally by about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, they are completely sold out. So this is one of the things, certainly, and as they say, what the hey, a donut a day ain't going to make you go away. But from New York City, Kansas City, Denver, read you one here in Portland. It's called Voodoo Donut. The one thing that I find quite interesting here is that it's a very strange place, and I've actually been to Voodoo Donut, including a donut called the Maple Bar, which is topped with bacon. Sounds crazy, but until you've tried it, it's not something you want to pass up. If you're headed to Portland, I would strongly suggest you grab a few minutes in at Voodoo Donut. There's certainly donuts in donut shops all over the country, but find one and just go in and treat yourself and have some fun. Get a couple of laughs and buy the world's famous weirdo donut, like at Voodoo Donut. You know, certainly Glazed Donuts in San Diego and a lot of other fun. Bob's Donuts in San Francisco is a great one. It sounds like a hole-in-the-wall kind of silly bitty place, but you wouldn't believe it. It holds about 800 people for a chance to sit at Bob's Donuts in San Francisco. Another great place, obviously, is the Hawaiian Islands. And they're, within this article, it talks about the multiple things that are in Hawaii besides the magnificent weather, the wonderful food, tours of the plantations. This article specifically mentions Kauai, which has used to be a very quiet sugar plantation, and until now, it's possible to enjoy glorious gardens, botanical gardens that are in Kauai. If you're a botanist and if you enjoy that sort of thing, this is the kind of opportunity to get out and see the world and enjoy it. The last piece here, which I find quite interesting here, as I've done it and my children have done it and traveled all over the world, it's titled Baby Boomers Try Hostile Adventure. Hostile Adventures Again. That's not hostile, but hostile. Good place to stay. And the question of the day, obviously, is if you've never been to a hostel, certainly talk to friends and people that have. Visit possibly a hostel near you. Take a look at the rooms and see if it's something you might want to do. But most of the popular ones are available in guidebooks. They are certainly take you back to the great old tie-dye days when young travel junkies got on a train and essentially just made their trip and booked their trip from hostel to hostel for $6 or $8 a night. You got a dorm-style bunk bed with rented sheets, a bath down the hall, and possibly a great and party-hardy crowd to have some fun with. The only difference today is there are more boomers, more over 60 crowd in these hostels than there are that young crowd that you might expect. So, you know, essentially with the hostel, though, the nice thing here is that you can begin to start to revisit your youth again. There's some wonderful places if you combine that and go backpacking from hostel to hostel. There are multiple places in Berlin, Portugal, Germany, and all over Europe. Hostels aren't quite as popular here in the States, but they're here, and you just have to go out and find them and try to get into your travel guides and see what you can find, because they offer not exactly the worst room in town, but it's certainly clean, it's cheap, and it's got a bath, and you can meet some friends, and that being a key to travel is to at least enjoy other people while you enjoy your trip down the merry road of life, being a boomer, and enjoying things that are more important, that is life, than it is just simply trying to see how much we can see or how much we can experience, but enjoy that hostel visit. So as we start to wrap up here today, I want to thank you very much for joining me. We'll be back every Friday morning at 10 o'clock on linkedlocalnetwork.com. You are next radio. Our call-in number is 323-580-5755. I want us to take one more pitch for us on the World Wide Web at urnxtradio@yahoo.com. Please start to join us there, because we need your help. We need your help on the air and help to make it much more of a sensational show as we grow. Once again, a great shout-out to my partner, Denny Eads. We're looking forward to having you back, Denny. Sooner the better, because we need some good health issues and find out how your hair is nowadays. This has been You Are Next Radio. This is Friday. It's a nice warm day in Chicago, and we certainly look forward to you joining us very, very soon.